Vishvakarmaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Let me welcome you affectionately to this seventh part of our Kirtan online course or Kirtan experience. I can't believe that this is already the seventh session where we are together exploring the wide and vast ocean of Kirtan. Today I have something which I think is at the heart of the Kirtan practice or experience. See, when we do Kirtan, we have our body and our mind to do Kirtan with. And also our heart. And they can be of great support. But as we all know, the same things which can be very, very wonderful can also turn into the opposite, because we live in a jagat, a constantly changing material environment where nothing is so sure except for this one thing. Everything will be taken away by time. Everything will change. This has absolutely positive signs, but it can also be difficult. For instance, the physical body may feel some laziness. In yoga, where you do regular asana practice, there is one insider joke. It says, the most difficult asana is not to stand on one hand and put the body up. No, the most difficult is to bring your body to the yoga mat, to your practice. Yogis know that the body has some type of still, inert energy to make it move on a different vibration or in a different level, always requires some work. So kirtan is also a spiritual practice, and you have to see that you sit properly, that you pronounce the mantra clearly, and that you listen, not just hear, but that you listen to the sound vibration entering through your ears. The next aspect in kirtan is the mind. What a wonderful thing the mind is. Think of it. You can close your eyes, and in your mind you can see so many things, memories, projections into the future. So sometimes when we sit down for kirtan, the mind is not cooperative, but it is so full of distractions. You feel, oh, I'm not sitting properly. Oh, why didn't I eat before? Now I'm so hungry. And oh, hopefully this answer to my WhatsApp question has come in. I'm highly dependent. So the mind can be distracted. And the heart, yes, you can feel indifference in your heart, not any devotional feeling. All this and more can be made positive by two things. In Sanskrit, it is abhyasa and vairagya. Abhyasa means a regular practice of kirtan. You should ideally sing kirtan everywhere where you are, as you move about, between talks, when you go to the next place, when you go through your other motions in life and emotions in life. If you can bring the vibration, the spiritual vibration of kirtan with you, then something wonderful happens to you. By regular practice, your subconscious mind always echoes the holy name. In your sleep, in your unconscious moments, when you walk and move about, finally also when you do many other things which do not require your entire focus, you will have a pleasant spiritual atmosphere. It's called the anahata, the unstruck sound, which will be there, which will resonate in you, and which will bring you to an entirely new level, body, mind and heart, a better version of yourself. So practice, steady practice is one thing which can help you to make the body and the mind your friend. And you practice something regularly, which is good, then the more, let us say, subtle influences come in your mind. You feel more inclined towards discernment, towards making proper decisions in your life that make you advance. And all this, your mind gets moved, so to say, to a new place if there is the practice of regular kirtan. When you do practice, you should make an effort coupled with enthusiasm. Then it is very, very, very successful. I would like to confess something to you. I had with Gokrishna, my assistant, a regular practice of doing a very passionate, modern 7-minute exercise. And we found out we can make the effort, but we don't feel enthusiasm for it. And therefore, in the end, it will not be healthy. Practice must be a practice where you can feel enthusiasm for. I admit that sometimes you may not have the initial enthusiasm as you do the practice of singing the mantras, but as you will do it, it will bring you, as I said before, to this place where these good impressions come out of the mind, like determination, enthusiasm, and so on. I must say to you, I'm singing since 50 years and I'm more and more enthusiastic to do it. The second practice which is there, or the second item which is there in kirtan, is you should practice vairagya. Vairagya means non-attachment. Literally, it means color. Raga means color, and vairagya means to discolor something. The world, by our imagination, looks so attractive, so colorful. But if we look with a little non-attachment and a little discrimination, we can see that all attachment in the end leads to suffering. Only when you practice some healthy detachment can you experience freedom. An attached person is a bound slave. He has lost his freedom. So these two wings, you could say, make the kirtan fly. Remember in the beginning, I told you one saying, I've written it down here, if you can't teach me how to fly, then teach me how to sing. The kirtan bird, which flies really, has these two wings, practice and non-attachment or detachment, where you take the illusion, the projection out of the things, and in this way you can see the things in their real color. This is what makes the kirtan bird fly, the two wings. I would like, before we do a kirtan, now to end the section with a wonderful poem, which is one of my favorite poems, really. Here, the heart is addressed as a bird. O forest bird of my heart, I have kept something wonderful for you, something which is overflowing with pure and sweet nectar. O bird, you could learn the chanting of kirtan. Don't you learn any name which you are taught? A bird is easily able to speak all names. I think he speaks of a parrot. Why then does this bird of my heart refuse to chant the holy names in kirtan? Oh, why does my heart, my forest bird-like heart, not yearn to sing the sacred sounds in kirtan? Oh, bird, come, let us go to the spiritual world, the land of true and everlasting beauty. It is this place where the illusory ego of my life will never appear. And in this world, I will leave the revolving cycle of birth and death. O bird of my heart, learn to chant the sacred names in kirtan. If you want to teach your heart to sing kirtan, make a regular practice out of it. I would suggest that you download some good kirtans which you like, and then you sing along, and later you might like to take a kirtan course and learn the instruments. The most important instruments are you're born with: the vocal cords, the ears, and the hands, to give the rhythm. We have a kirtan body, so to say. But you need to practice it regularly. You may think, well, I can't keep melodies, or I'm not so good in rhythm, and if there was ever an unmusical person, that's me. But please don't feel discouraged. By regular practice, that's why you need to make an effort with some enthusiasm. You need to do the practice, the kirtan practice. You will totally energize your life with divine and spiritual sound vibrations. It will reverberate in you. It will rewire you. It will create a blissful personality. I'm saying it will create. I do not really like this word. In spiritual life, you know, you don't have to create or become something better, transform into something which is much greater. No, you just need to remove the wall from what you really are. You need to just be what you already are. And by regular practice, you pierce through the layers of forgetfulness, the layers of conditionings, and you ignite that spiritual part in you. And while you do this, it is very, very good if you do this this vairagya, that is, you pull the mind back from the things which are distracting you from your spiritual reality. Practice means you keep your mind on one point, that is, in this case, where we sing kirtan, the sacred names, but the mind will most probably go off point. At that time, you just have to be non-attached to whatever is the off point where you are, and bring it back to that one focus. And you will see, you will become very, very free. Today is a good day in our Kirtan course. I wish to teach you a very beautiful kirtan which was sung and introduced by, we could call him the father of kirtan. 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu created a revolution of this kirtan movement, you could say, or revolution. He sang with sometimes millions of people together the kirtan. And whoever came into this expanding circle of his kirtan experienced very quickly, as if entering a lift and being uplifted, the very, very high states of consciousness. We had here descriptions of kirtans where all the people, millions of people, entered states of divine ecstasy. They were so empowered that they were crossing the Ganga, which was 1 kilometer broad, although they did not know swimming. Indians classically don't know swimming. Even my assistant, Gokrishna, is not familiar with the art of swimming. It's an Indian thing where many don't swim. So, but because they were empowered by the kirtan which they were singing, they were all crossing the Ganga that was black, the Ganga, from all the black heads. Even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into the jungle, his kirtan did not stop there. He sang, and the tigers, elephants, and deers began to join him. This is the power of kirtan. It raises everyone to the spiritual platform. So the kirtan which he mostly sang was Krishna, 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 hey, and Rakshaman. That is when he would walk by himself. But when he came and invited thousands and ten thousands of people into his ecstatic kirtans, he would sing the mantra which he called the Maha Mantra. It is also known in the West, it's the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and I want to sing this now with you. But I want to first request you to sit tall, and we will vibrate a little bit through our whole existence. We will, because I know you have had a very difficult, but busy day, most probably, behind you. All the phone calls which you have made, all the people you have seen or which you wanted to see, all the things you have arranged, all this should now come on the parking place. And step out of the car of your life and enter this beautiful space of kirtan and chant the sacred mantra Om. Let us do a few deep inhales and exhales. Let us start with the Om in the navel area, then ascend with our attention through the entire body, so that the last sound, the from the M, will be in the head, and then pervade the whole body, which becomes something like a double bass. The Maha Mantra. I will sing one time alone, then all of us, wherever we are, we will chant, we will use our body in pronouncing the mantra. Listen carefully. In our practice, we will use our mind to focus and to keep the sound in the heart area. From there, the vibration will spread just like the rays of the sun spread at the dawn.
Hare, Hare.
Let's collect our attention again. We wish that the bird of our heart flies, or to put it in a more down-to-earth way, we wish to access the spiritual dimension, the sacred space. So for that, we will simply allow the sound to enter. We will focus on it, and then the sound will take us. I will sing one time alone, and everyone please afterwards follow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Everyone, actually, let us sing. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
From your heart,
Hare.
Excellent. The day we were talking about practice and non-attachment, or bringing the mind back from wherever it gets entangled, a practice was defined as a steady effort with enthusiasm. And I think this enthusiasm comes in kirtan. As you are, because you are linking your consciousness with the place where you want to go, the divine presence with which you want to connect. And then you can make the effort to pull the mind back from whatever is not favorable. I grew up on an island, and I had a little boat, and whenever you want to go into the calm ocean, you first have to cross through the surf, the breaking waves, which are high and turbulent. But because you know, if you make this little enthusiastic effort to just pull through the breaking waves, you will come to the calm ocean and you will see the vastness. Therefore, it's not very difficult to practice and to pull the mind back by doing this vairagya or detachment. If you can remember these two things, to make an enthusiastic, steady effort in kirtan, even if this effort means that you have to cross through the turbulent waves of the mind, They are called the vrittis in Sanskrit. The endless loops in which the minds are, the self-judgment or self-criticism, the constant commentator, all this is the wavy mind, the breaking waves of the mind. Make that effort to pull through and not remain stuck with any material thought that is not favorable. You will experience the vastness. You will feel the bliss inside and an unlimited knowing. You could also call this an intuition that never fails, because you have reached a divine connection. It is a great honor for me to conduct these kirtan experiences, or this kirtan experience online sessions with you. Our time for today has gone, but I would like to invite you for the next and last kirtan experience session on the coming Tuesday. But throughout the week which you have, I request you to let the kirtan bird fly. One wing is practice, steady, enthusiastic practice. The other wing is to stop the endless chatter, the not so positive or elevating chatter of the mind, to practice non-attachment to this, and vairagya, no? The Sanskrit word vairagya. Okay, have a wonderful evening. If you are in Europe, and if you are anywhere else in the world, a good day for you. All the best, and see you next Tuesday.